This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Colorado River brings water to 40 million people and 4 million acres of farmland, but scientists are warning that with record drought and an influx of residents to its catchment area, things are getting very tight. The seven states that rely on the Colorado are trying to turn that around by teaming up with the feds, tribal leaders, farmers, and environmentalists. Shannon Mullen reports.
2013 is on pace to be the driest year in a century along the Colorado River, and the two huge lakes that serve as its reservoirs are expected to drop below half full for the first time since 1968. Ann Castle is an assistant secretary with the U.S. Department of the Interior.
We really are seeing a different kind of hydrological period, and it's not going in the right direction.
Castle says groups of stakeholders will have to work together to prevent their main source of water and income from drying up within the next 50 years. The Colorado supports 15% of the nation's food supply and a multi-billion-dollar recreation industry. Think whitewater rafting in the Grand Canyon. Molly Mugglestone is co-director of Protect the Flows.
We really feel that we can meet the water needs of the Southwest while protecting a healthy, flowing river and all of the jobs that depend on it.
The other challenge for all sides could be figuring out how to get along through the process. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.